from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Egypt says no signs of terrorism in Russian plane crash. Egypt today said its investigators found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula that killed 224 people. Russia and the West have said an explosive device placed on board the Airbus brought it down. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The Metrojet flight took off from the popular Sharm el-Sheikh resort area, and the crash has affected tourism, with both Russia and Britain responding by suspending flights to Egypt. President Obama goes to the Pentagon today to chair a National Security Council meeting on U.S. efforts to fight Islamic State. A White House statement said the president will receive an update from his national security team and discuss ways to further enhance the U.S. campaign to degrade and destroy the terrorist group. Obama is due to make a statement to reporters after the talk. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is joining foreign ministers from European and Arab nations on Monday in Paris for the latest talks on the battle against Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting on Friday in New York that would include U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January 1st. In Central African Republic, voters went to the polls to pass judgment on a new constitution, but violence and intimidation kept many away from the voting booth, with at least two people killed and several wounded. Hamadou Gadobe braved the violence in his Banki neighborhood to cast a ballot. He says, if we truly want to give our government and our state a second chance to use all of their means, we should all go to the vote today.